This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Creative Impact. This is our weekly feature series in which we highlight the creative people, jobs, and businesses that impact the quality of life and are the driving forces that make the greater Ann Arbor area and Washtenaw County one of Michigan's strongest and most vibrant arts and creative industry hubs. The Arts Alliance is our partner in this endeavor in Creative Impact, and Deb Pollock is the president and CEO of that organization and serves as my co-host. And good to have you back in studio, Deb.
Glad to be here, David. It's one of the best weeks of the year.
Yes, by tradition, this is the week Ohio State beats Michigan.
David, that's not what I'm talking about. Now, it is pretty excited that U of M is going to win the game this week.
They really are, aren't they?
But I'm really talking about Thanksgiving because it's the best holiday of the year because we give thanks. What could be better than that?
You know what? We not only give thanks for our family and friends that we're going to celebrate the holidays with, but when you're in this kind of industry and you're entirely dependent on people supporting you, well, it is another time to point out how grateful we are at WEMU for the listener support. I do want to point out that we're not just grateful this week, but we are grateful throughout the year. But what a nice opportunity to say thank you yet again.
Absolutely. And of course, we're thankful for all the arts and creative people and businesses, the listeners at WEMU. And David, I'm thankful for you because you get up every morning and you're on the air. So thank you for everything that you do.
It is honestly a pleasure.
And then to steal something from Captain Beau, I'm thankful for the team, the team, the team.
Yeah, that's one of the Ohio State guys we're most proud of. He went on to do pretty good.
The team at the Arts Alliance, our board and our staff. Our staff is really small and pretty mighty. So here's a shout out to Natalie, our business manager who keeps us in line, and to Lauren, our communications manager. She loves working in the arts so much. She actually continues to work for us part-time, even after taking a full-time job at the University of Michigan. Hmm. Wouldn't you like to meet somebody
absolutely.
Like Lauren?
Absolutely. Sounds like somebody who's quite dedicated.
She absolutely is. And as a matter of fact, she's our guest today, David. Welcome, Lauren James, to Creative Impact.
Well, Lauren, it's nice to meet you, even if by phone.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, Lauren was she's our communications director. And she was the communications manager for the Arkansas Repertory Theater. In fact, she's down there visiting folks right now in Arkansas. And she moved to Ann Arbor about 2 years ago, and she walked into our office, and she's been working with us ever since. She certainly knows the challenges that arts organizations and artists have getting the word out about their programs and their events. And she and I just returned from the National Arts Marketing Project Conference in Seattle. And while I caught up with a lot of national arts leaders, she learned a lot about national trends, new ideas, and tools. And so I thought it might be nice to talk a little bit about that. So invited her onto the show today.
Well, that's excellent. Lauren, we here at WEMU, we are certainly aware of how hard communication and marketers have to work to get us to cover them. We do our best. We have limited airtime, and the demands from all sorts of organizations, industries, business people, political leaders, it becomes overwhelming at times. Keeping up with the changes in print, social, broadcast, and other media outlets can be daunting. Was this national conference overwhelming for you with all the workshops, sessions, and demonstrations?
Oh, thank you for that question. You know, first, the National Arts Marketing Project Conference, or NAMP as everyone calls it, is a program of Americans for the Arts. So this was my first conference, but I learned really quickly that there was great content, that they always make sure that there's time for great art and performances and networking. So there were more than 600 communication specialists from across the country and really great keynote speakers and workshops that focused on different areas of interest. So it was really a fun weekend.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. So, Lauren, 10 minutes on Creative Impact isn't going to give us time for us to go in depth with everything that you learned. But so how about some highlights of some of the best ideas, tools, or trends that you brought home with you? What's the first thing that comes to mind?
So you and I, the first day, we attended the keynote speaker for an organization called Museum Hack, and that really stood out to me. It's this organization that's based in New York City, and what it does is facilitate unconventional tours of some of the world's best museums across the country. So we all know how difficult it is to get some people into these museums. It's very inaccessible for some people. They just they're not interested. And so what this organization does is work with the museums to bring in team members who lead really fun, engaging, and personalized tours of their exhibits. And what the ultimate goal is to spur, it's to spur an interest in the arts and really get people engaged in these museums, and also just make it more accessible for people and bring in more more members and things like that to these museums across the country.
That sounds like a brilliant idea, but it also sounds like it is an idea that has a relatively good amount of money behind it. I imagine that some of the topics you may have discussed focused on money for smaller organizations like WEMU or the Hearts Alliance. Is there anything an organization or even individual artist could do to maybe already improve upon what they're doing and making more people aware and bringing them to their art?
Definitely. So that was one of the great things that the NAMP conference did, was they focused on action items that groups can do actually right now. And one session that stood out was the Google Analytics session. It is kind of a daunting tool, but it's something that people should really take advantage of, especially marketers who are managing their website. So it's, for me, when I've worked at nonprofits before, and I do now, it's really important to look at the stats of your website. So who's clicking on what? Who's coming to your site? What are they looking at? It really does show you what's working and what's not. So then you can adjust these pieces on your platform and make sure that your website's more successful. It's such a great tool to have.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollock, and our guest today is Lauren James. She is Communications Manager at the Arts Alliance, and Lauren just attended the National Arts Marketing Project, or NAMP Conference as it's called, and we're talking about some of the highlights of that conference. Deb, I want to ask you this question. There is so much information that comes our way. If you're on social media and the variety of platforms there, if you're watching television, if you're listening to your radio, so much comes at you. How important is it to find the ways to separate yourself in that sea of information and stand out?
Well, I think Lauren started to touch on that about analytics. And I think the analytics really, although we think of it as a tool that's helping us, it's really it really directs you to knowing who your audience is and how they like to get information. Wouldn't you say that's true, Lauren? It's about really knowing how your audience wants to find you, knowing how they seek the information. So oftentimes these conferences teach us what we need to do, but we have to turn that around completely to think about our audiences and how they're gathering information.
And Lauren, how much is too much? You can overwhelm people with information, and then people start calling you spam or start to think that perhaps you're being overly invasive. into our information stream.
It's really strategic. It's really about connecting with these people and finding what they like. There is such a thing as too much information, but it's really working together with the people at your organization to make sure that the content is that you're putting out is what people want to see and how they connect with you best.
Well, let me ask you this, Lauren. Is there any new marketing or promotion idea that you want to put into action right now that we might become aware of and benefit from?
Well, we're excited. It's not really directly marketing or promotion, but it is an extension of our role of providing services to the creative community there. One of the best things about attending a conference like NAMP is connecting with the others who are doing and facing the same things that you do. So I find it so valuable just to talk, share, and learn during these coffee breaks and networking sessions. And the Arts Alliance has already been asked to start a marketing and communications networks group right here in Washtenaw County. But we decided to do that, and we are really charged up about it.
Yeah, Lauren's right. NAMP really charged us up about this. So we're going to start what we're calling the Creative Washtenaw's Communications Conversation Network, or ComCon.
You know, I read that, and I immediately pulled out my Spider-Man costume. And it turns out
Comic-Con,
I was just on the wrong
Communications
track.
ComCon, for short. And anyone and everyone who has to promote their creative organization, business, or their own art or practice is invited to attend.
How is that going to benefit us as a public when you all get together and discuss these ideas?
Well, first of all, there's lots of your public, David. We know that the participation in the arts is huge in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County. There's lots of people that are participating in this that may not be actually in an organization, but they're trying to get the word out about what it is that they're doing. So that's one thing. But the other thing is it's also providing information to our community about what's going on. So so there is that back and forth always. And the better we are and the better our organizations and our artists and creatives are about promoting and letting folks know, the more informed your listeners are going to be.
So when is ComCon and how can we participate, Lauren?
So it's going to be on Monday, December 10th at 4:30 at the New Center in Ann Arbor. And the group who shows up will really shape our agenda going forward. And we're really thinking about doing this quarterly, but this group will help us determine that. And then we're going to push out more information about the NAMP conference and also promote this on our social media channels.
Well, I'm looking forward to learning more about it. Thank you so much for the time today. I do appreciate it. I know it's an hour earlier in Arkansas,
yes.
So I truly appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lauren.
That is Lauren James, Communications Manager at the Arts Alliance. She just attended the National Arts Marketing Project, or NAMP, conference, and is going to launch the Creative Washtenaw Communications Conversation Network, or ComCon, on December 10th. Hope you can participate. Find out more information at a3arts.org, or you can check in at our website at wemu.org. Deb, thank you so much for the time. Great to see you, and we'll do it again.
And remember, Giving Tuesday is next Tuesday.
This is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti. You have been listening to Creative Impact. To visit the archive again, visit our website at WEMU.org.